You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy hour coming up for you. Before we get to our next guest, after the 10:30 news, the segment we call Audio Sorbet,
where
we get away from the news and talk about lighter things. We got the big guns coming in.
The big guns.
The big guns.
Does that make me a small gun? Does that mean like a
medium size?
But I feel like I'm more like a the Derringer,
like
just that thing is like that's an adorable little gun.
CEO Sage Weil and our COO Corey Hartman are going to be joining us after the 10:30 news. I have something for them, by the way. I have a gift. That's coming up after 10:30. I know. Right now, though, we are joined by our friend and colleague and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, which just got picked up in Chicago. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning. And I'd just like to remind you, Greg, size doesn't matter.
That doesn't make me feel good.
You're a great gun. You're
your gun is the just gun. The size it should
it's
be.
Perfect.
Hey, yes. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, HR, I got, I'm on the phone right now. I'm on the air right now. I'm very, very uncomfortable.
Jacqueline, we have a problem. Yeah. Tell us about you getting picked up in Chicago. That's really, really exciting.
The way that this show has grown is, I don't even understand it. Like, I'm just an OBGYN doctor trying to do something.
Oh, stop it.
I honestly, this started in Green Bay and it was hyper local. And then it was all across Wisconsin and then Chicago, AM820 WCPT, which is one of the biggest progressive talk radio stations in the country, said, hey, let's put you on Saturdays at 5. So that's what we're doing. Amazing.
That is so great, Kristen. It is.
It is, but it's challenging because I like to talk about the Packers, and right now that's just not really cool in
Chicago. Yeah, I suppose that's going to play a little bit differently south of the Illinois border. But hey, they knew what they were getting when they asked you.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, to be fair, like if you didn't watch the game last weekend, oh my God. But there's going to be a rematch in Chicago.
Real soon.
The following weekend.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So like I could talk real big right now, which I don't. I love this rivalry. It's such a great, it is the most historic intertwined rivalry in the NFL.
Yes.
So I think it's a blast, but yeah. I could totally be eating, if I gloated, I could be eating my words hard in a week and a half. So I'm not gloating. I am praising and I'm just excited for what that matchup brings.
I think it's wonderful because every season we get to see Bears fans get really excited and by week two they're really sad. And this year they got to have some excitement. They got to really enjoy a good season. I mean, they're playing fairly well, I would say more consistently than the Packers were. I mean, we were supposed to beat Carolina and beat the Cowboys and beat the Browns and we did almost those things.
Yeah.
But like, it's... Yeah, I think that's very, very fun. And I feel like, this is just me, maybe because I'm from Wisconsin, but I feel like Packer fans in our excitement and in our, like, how much we love the team, we also have a healthy dose of reality in our systems to say like, okay. Whereas Bears fans and Chicago sports, I hijacked the conversation. Chicago sports fans, maybe who are fans of a Northside baseball team, cannot live with the idea of a defeat from a Wisconsin team. At all. Like there's always
that
a reason why it happened.
The worst thing that happens to them is losing to a team from Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Whatever. You know, and can I just ask, like, do you think the Pope has something to do with the Bears record?
I feel like every answer I have is mean.
They did last time. So like, because there's some divine intervention. I don't know. I'm just injecting that into our conversation for your thoughts.
Chin pun. I think that, you know, I will say this as a side note to that, I've really enjoyed seeing Pope Leo be a representation of a good message to the people. And every time I see him on, I know there are things about the church we can talk about. I can definitely get in. That's another time off the air. But I will say that when I found out that the guy who was going to lead the Catholic Church was handpicked by Pope Francis, to be a part of this. I was like, okay, we don't, there won't be a, and when he was American, I'm like, okay, no MAGA Pope. Thank goodness. I just don't need that. I want just be a beacon of the message. That's what I say, but.
That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Medicine.
But okay, here's your bridge. Because what is happening for people who cannot access healthcare in a healthcare environment? And Jane, Greg, you guys sent this article to me about how there are people running free clinics all across the country, really, that are in places like church basements. Mm-hmm. And this particular article highlighted a clinic that's in a church basement in Milwaukee. People come in for free care. All of the care is offered by volunteers. It is set up where they have like dividers to give a little bit of privacy in these environments. This is what people are increasingly having to turn to because they can't afford healthcare. And these free clinics that have very few resources and can, to be honest, they can't do all that much.
Sure.
It's not like they've got technology and a CT scanner down the hall. I mean, they just set up in the church basement one day a week to help out whoever they can.
Yeah.
And they too are tapped. They're maxed out and they know that this is about to get so much worse.
Dr. Lyerly is referencing an article in Wisconsin Public Radio from Addie Costello, and we will include this in the show notes. It says, "We don't turn anyone away. Wisconsin's free clinics fill gaps as thousands are expected to go uninsured. Clinics bracing for more patients as Affordable Care Act premiums spike and enhanced tax credits expire." Yeah, and we're just on the cliff. People are shopping for their plans now, and allegedly our lawmakers are going to vote today or tomorrow on something today, but they can't agree on anything, and nobody has enough votes to pass anything. And the Republicans again are like, well, we have a plan that we've written down ish. It's an invisible ink. Where is this plan? They've had 15 years to come up with a plan. They don't have a plan except to give us
a concept of
a plan. Seriously. And the whole, we're going to give $2,000 and put them in your HSAs. That doesn't even cover people's deductibles for the year for one person.
Let me just back up here. Do you remember when the government was shut down for many, many days? And they said, and we were holding out on ACA subsidies. And the Republicans said, come back to work and we'll negotiate with you. Well, the Democrats went back to work and there's been no negotiation. So that's what the vote today is about. The Democrats want to extend the ACA subsidies for 3 years. This is exactly why they came back to the table.
Yep.
The Republicans want to give people $1,000, maybe $1,500 if you qualify, and they want you to put it into an HSA, a health savings account. That's all. They're literally flashing money in front of your eyes, money that won't even begin to cover the cost of the cuts that are about to be implemented.
Well, and this whole thing, and I've heard several Republican lawmakers say, we want to cut out the insurance companies. This is so people can have more power. And so, okay, you give me this $1,000 and I need a knee replacement. So I'm going to call my area hospital and they're going to negotiate with me over the price of my knee replacement. That's how that's going to work. They're going to say, here's the price.
Well, and that's the question I want to put that to a question is that we have been talking about healthcare for so long, and the ACA, while not perfect and nobody ever said it was, gave people a little more access to healthcare on an individual basis. And
it was gave people a little more access to
what's happening healthcare. There? I'm hearing myself.
I am hearing you there too.
That's very weird. I'm magical. But for the longest time, you know, the problem was like the exorbitant costs from the insurance companies. And no one ever said anything about like trying to cut the no one's ever said cut the insurance companies out, because the ACA, you work with insurance companies to get a program. Now, all of a sudden, these lawmakers are saying, we're trying to get rid of these bloated billionaire companies. Wait, when did you stop liking them? And how is this doing anything? And you are actively making it harder for people to access. It was tough enough as it was. You are actually doing things now that are making it more difficult. How did they get to turn the narrative against from them to the insurance companies, who are still going to make out like bandits regardless, and also give them money in their elections.
Well, and that's the thing, and that has been my question too. When did everybody start hating on insurance companies who are in government? They all, both sides, they all take money from insurance companies in the form of campaign donations. They do. Do a Google search on it.
Oh, yeah, they are incredibly powerful. That's how they ended up staying in the ACA in the first place. So don't forget, though, that the truth is not a barrier for Republicans. They will say anything, and it doesn't matter whether there's any truth to it or not, because as long as you believe it, that is their purpose.
That's all that matters.
And that's all that matters. And remember, they control the entire government. They may make you feel like they're some sort of victims, but they have total decision-making power right now. So anything that happens that is affecting the cost of food, the cost of healthcare, the cost of housing, all of these things in your life that are becoming harder to access, that is Republican. They are not here for you. They are here for them.
If you are just joining us on Matt Nair on Air, our guest is Dr. Kristen Lierley, our friend and host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. You can hear it statewide on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays at noon, now also running in Chicago. I want to go back to what you said about it doesn't matter if what they're telling you is a lie as long as you believe it. That goes back to J.D. Vance and the whole Haitian immigrants are eating the cats and dogs. He essentially admitted that he made that up. He made it up to make a point that he didn't like these immigrants. That's a classic example of them lying directly to you and then saying, well, yeah, it was a lie, but you know what? They bought it, and that's all that matters.
And that's how they counter the narratives that are out there. You can see it when you're looking at people's social media posts and you can see these tropes that are repeated over and over again. That's what they're telling you to repeat on Fox News. But it's not just, I mean, it's really bad when it's coming from our leaders, like the Vice President of the United States, but it also happens to them. I mean, the whole J.D. Vance and the couch thing, if you remember that, that was not true. That's not in his book. That was something that somebody just put out on Twitter and it caught fire. So this is the environment that we live in. They know that all you have to do is put something out, something spicy, out into the universe, and it will get repeated. But you would think that they would have more honor than that.
Yeah, no. No, not so much. Honor doesn't, honor, shame, integrity, truthfulness.
Self-reflection.
Yeah, nah, none of that seems to be applicable anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah,
I think we'll get past it. I do. But I think that in the meantime, those of us who do believe in the truth and relationships and each other, investing in each other, we have to maintain that. Because once we get past that, we'll still be here, but they won't.
And we're seeing in stories and from, you know, posts that people are starting to stand up a little bit more. And when one stands up, three more stand up.
Makes
and so
it easier.
Makes it easier. And we move forward to being together. Yes. Because this is about protecting our best interests in this country.
We're all in this together,
indeed,
my friends.
Indeed.
We're all in it together. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lierley on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our home at Radio Park. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. A couple of texts that I wanted to share. Tom from Jackson sending in his love for Kristen Bry and also love to Dr. Kristen Lierley. And Andrew from Maine also says, waves to Wisconsin's favorite OBGYN. Also not discounting the glorious Dr. Hanks. And potentially future Speaker of the House, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Oh, man.
What a crowd. I mean, to be here with you guys and all of those names. I think of the community that you've built here, Jane. It's like...
Love on her. Do it.
Jane says...
There it is.
I'm like having a moment thinking about just being here with you and doing this and how much I love this time that we have together. And what am I going to do with all of this built up angst that I have when I don't have you around?
Join us 9 to 11 with
Angst with Dr. Yeah. Lyerly. We'll yeah. just do a whole show about angst.
I think that, you know, something that, you know, this goes back to with, because I met you, Dr. Lyerly, through Kristen and through Jane on the old show, As Goes Wisconsin.
Yep.
And, you know, I think one of the, you know, I want to love them both of you right now because of that opportunity to do it, to do the show and to talk with you and have those conversations. I was brought on to be the comedian. And as you can see, 2 out of 10, but, but really you think, you know, topics, you think, you know, what you stand for, but a lot of times people stand for something because you say like, well, of course I'm for the rights of a woman to choose her body, like her autonomy, but I don't know the nuance about it. I just say the sentence and I feel good about myself. But by talking to the two of you and talking to Kristen and the whole, I learned so much about just the process, not just about the physical process of being pregnant before, during, and after, but how it affects the world and how the world affects the person who is in the situation or the people who are in the situation. And it has opened my eyes to so much more conversation and understanding to be able to not get into arguments, but when people say things that are not the best,
maybe not accurate,
truthiness,
not accurate,
I can say that actually isn't true. You know, this is the thing, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's opened my eyes to a whole new world of understanding on the topics I thought I truly believed in, but I believe in even more now because I actually have details.
Well, knowledge is power, and yeah. knowing more is always better. Thinking if I don't read something is going to leave me in a better spot is backwards.
I'm the kind of person who's always questioning things. Like, it makes the people in my life crazy. They're like, why don't you just believe something? But I need
just
evidence.
Take it.
And I can't do that. But you know, we don't actually do that all the time. Even me, sometimes we just passively absorb information. And until you have a conversation about it and you reach that point where you realize, I don't actually know this. Mm-hmm. I don't actually understand this. And you can talk about it in an environment where you're challenged and you have to think about it. That's really important. And that's what you do here. And that's what I'm really going to miss, Jane.
Well, our whole contention from the very beginning has, we're not experts.
Mm-hmm.
We're not. As much as I would love
some
to be.
Some listeners would say we're not even smart. So, hey.
Yeah, they're entitled to their opinions.
Yeah.
But that's why we have brought on people who are lawyers, who are doctors, who are farmers, mm-hmm. who are economists, mm-hmm. who are psychologists. So I can learn from them as well. And if, again, the whole goal of the show was, if we can all learn stuff together and make it entertaining,
mm-hmm.
that's the best of all worlds, at least in my estimation. And if I don't laugh, I'm going to die. So
not to be dramatic, everyone.
But it's
we're all gonna die, in the words of Joni Ernst. Yes,
we are. There you go. But I mean, and that's fine, but I would at least like to say that I laughed more through my life than I sobbed.
Yes.
And
wow.
I just
yes.
think that's really important.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it's really important. And listening to experts and being open to experts and being willing to admit, I don't know everything. I don't find that shameful. I find that
it's freeing.
Freeing.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah.
Right?
Saying,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll look that up. Or the biggest one, very much not a phrase in this country right now, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To say I was wrong is a huge, to be able to say that with full chest and say I was wrong.
Or I was fooled.
Yeah.
I got fooled. But, I was lied to.
Yeah. I was wrong. And you then can move on to work together or learn more. It just, I don't know. It just, it feels better than holding on to your inability to grow and say like, well, I don't need to learn new things and I'm right. And you don't understand.
Yeah. That's then you're wrapping yourself in your own ignorance and
yeah.
giving yourself a prize for it. That's not prize worthy.
No.
It just feels so much better to be able to relate and communicate and learn and approach life in a holistic way
yeah.
instead of feeling like you're always right. You have to double down. I mean, I can't imagine the stress and the discomfort that
how exhausting,
create.
Right?
Yeah.
And I also think if you want to stay young And if you want, keep learning things mm-hmm. and keep exposing yourself to different people and younger people and older people and all kinds of people. Everybody,
you heard it here, folks. Jane just recommended that you expose yourself to all different kinds of people.
Maybe not literally exposed.
Well, folks, it's been fun. Let's have a good day. Happy retirement, Jane, you weirdo.
Don't go exposing yourself to people and then saying, Jane said I should do that.
Jane said expose yourself.
Dr. Kristen Lierley has a fabulous show that you can catch on Saturdays and Sundays across the network. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show. I love you, my friend.
I love you, too.
Take care. News is coming up next, and then when we return, the big guys are here. Our CEO, our COO, joining us next on Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away. Good morning, and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in just a little bit, about 15 minutes, we will wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Steer Clear edition. Stick around for that. Also, real quickly, if you are watching on the live stream, you can see we have a fabulous limited edition Beyond the Cheese stocking cap that was graciously made for us by Wisconsin Knitwear. The first person who can call in at 855-752-4842 and tell Calvin what was the keyword from last hour, you will get the last of these. We have two left. Beyond the Cheese, mm-hmm. highly sought after limited edition stocking caps.
I better not see it on the electronic bay. I'm telling you that right now.
Right. It'll show up on eBay. The first caller who gets through and can tell Calvin the keyword from last hour at 855-752-4842. You'll be staying warm this winter with a highly sought after limited edition Beyond the Cheese stocking cap. All right. We are joined right now, delighted to be joined by Civic Media's CEO, Sage Weil, and our COO, Corey Hartman, are both here. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Hello.
We need Sage's mic on. Oh, sorry. Calvin's doing multiple things now.
Not
he's
good
got
to keep the boss's mic.
Wow. Holy God.
Yeah, cut his
all
mic.
Oh.
He owns the company. Cut his mic.
Dun, dun, dun.
By the way, while I have you both here, Sage and Corey, I have something for both of you. For the brief time that I was office manager at WAUK, I saved every single receipt. Every single receipt for everything I use the company card for.
Well, you can that turn is those in tomorrow.
But I wanted you to know that I was on the up and up, and I never bought Target snacks just for me. So here are all, the receipts.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. You got to go into ADP next. You got to go in one of those. You enter them in.
Enter them all individually. You can give those
triplicate,
to Jacqueline.
Three copies.
Yes.
Manager's approval, the whole thing. Yeah.
But I was going through my stuff last night and I found those and it's like, oh, I want you to know that I was on, I had never gotten a company credit card before and I took it very seriously.
Appreciate that.
I did. So are you guys here to fire me or what?
Oh my God.
We can't do it.
I mean, I don't know what to say. You say this every time. You're like, "You're gonna come here and fire me." I'm like, no, they're not. Although, it would get a lot of views online.
It so, would. So we'd probably go viral.
We
on
could
that.
Do like a wrestling type of thing where they kayfabe fire you.
Right. Well, I think this is your chance, right? Like this is when you get to say what you really meant to say this whole time. You've been holding it in. What's the worst that can happen, Jane?
I do want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I've said this many times, and I've never been able to say it to you, to give a woman in her 60s her own show is not a small thing. And I am very well aware of the trust and confidence you put in me, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, you made it a very easy decision, Jane. I'll just say that. We've been so honored and grateful to have you for these last, was it 3 years now?
3 years.
Mm-hmm. 3 years. You've been a real joy, and you make it look so easy.
Well, and I also want to thank you and Corey as well. Both of you, I'm sure, when you saw my name come up on your phones, were like, oh, my God, it's Jane again. Oh, no, God, do I have to take this call? Oh, no, God, what is she going to say now?
Glad to take the phone call every single time.
And you always did. You both always took my calls. You listened to my complaints. You asked for my opinion, and then you actually listened when I gave it to you. You didn't necessarily follow everything I told you to do, like to give me a $400,000 raise, but it was worth a shot. It was worth a try. You got to throw it out there.
You don't get what
you
don't ask for.
Exactly.
In this business.
Oh, well, then while I have you both here, then I have a couple of ideas.
But no. It's been what you are doing, and still media is constantly changing. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very challenging business to go into, especially at this point in time, because things have changed so much.
Yes.
But civic media still is doing something that nobody else has done in coming into these smaller communities and buying radio stations that were part of these communities for a long time and then went dead for a really long time. So we continue to bring life to little radio stations all over the state and now in multiple states. And I think that's a remarkable achievement and a big plus to these communities. It's so important to have local people and local reporters on the ground. It is.
Absolutely. That is the mission of this company, is to have local news and information and voices in smaller communities in order to bring people information that they need to go about their lives. Mm-hmm. And it's been a rough couple of decades, I think, for local media, not just on the newspaper side, obviously, but a lot of consolidation in radio and mm-hmm. a lot of disinvestment. But there, what we find is that there are frequently these treasures of stations in small communities that have staff that just have been pouring their hearts out, usually with very little support.
Yes. And ancient equipment.
Ancient equipment. Like you would not believe some of the things that we've seen. But it feels really good to come into these communities and like give these people the resources that they need in order to do the type of radio and to do the type of journalism reporting that they really have been wanting to do, and just haven't had the support.
Well, and Corey, let's talk a little bit about putting together a news department.
Sure.
Is very expensive, for one thing, because you need bodies. You have to have actual human, living, breathing, carbon-based life forms to cover meetings and to go out into the community and meet people. You can't just do all this via automation and chatbots. You can't.
Yeah, and I mean, at least some of the city councils and county boards and things, at least they stream now. Mm-hmm. So you can go back the next day and watch them. You don't necessarily have to be sitting in the council.
But now we're losing WSI. Now we're going to lose WSI.
WSI is going away, and mm-hmm. you know, some of these boards are doing the best they can to hide the stream on some calendar somewhere where nobody can find it. I owned a station in Baraboo for 8 years, and the newspaper there, not to keep picking on newspaper, but they'd go to the city council meeting on Tuesday night and they'd hold the news until the Saturday edition.
What?
Always. They because that was their biggest circulation. Oh. And so they were lucky if there was one local story a day in the Baraboo paper, and radio fills a need in so many communities. There's one in the northwest corner of the state. It's a daily newspaper. Their office is open 10 to 2 Tuesday and Thursday minus lunch. So the local newspaper is open 6 hours a week.
Oh my.
For you to come in and drop off notices or news tips or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the types of news deserts and holes that we're trying to fill.
Well, and I think what's important that folks realize also is that if you do not have local reporting on the ground, that actually affects your city's bond rating, because if people are going to loan you money, they want to make sure that there's someone keeping an eye on the hen house.
Accountability.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And so if you don't have local reporters who are going to those really boring council meetings to keep tabs on these folks and what's going on, it affects your bond rating as a city and your ability to borrow money and all of that stuff. It's much more complicated, and that's why it is so critically important.
And it's the, I mean, it's the checks and balances, right? Mm-hmm. And if your council people are just spending, or they're not listening to the residents or whatever, and you don't know what's happening, you know, and that's it's so hard for people to get involved as it is. But then if they're not getting the information until after the meeting's already happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so much of that stuff happens in pre-committee before it even gets to the full committee. And those are the types of things that we're trying to remind people, like go to the budget meeting, go to the meetings before the meetings.
Yeah. If you're just joining us right now, I'm Matt and Aaron Air. We're speaking to Sage Weil, the CEO of Civic Media, and Corey Harbin, who's the COO of Civic Media. And we are talking about the wonderfulness that is Jane. We are also talking about the importance of the mission of Civic Media and the importance of both local reporting, local coverage, and accountability. And I think that's, you know, when you say that, Corey, something that pops into my mind, and Don Rosen had a great interview a couple months ago about this, but Sturtevant just collapsed their police department out of nowhere, unbeknownst to the police department, unbeknownst to the people. They decided it in a backroom deal, and they came out and said, this is what we're going to do. And the police said, I'm sorry, what? And that was it, and it's gone. And that affects the people. And we need to keep up with those stories. We need to know what's going on. And going to places like civicmedia.us and going to the individual radio stations of this company will get you that coverage you need, will get you the information, and also just supporting those local papers and supporting those local news outlets, supporting public broadcasting.
Absolutely.
As well.
So what is the vision for Civic Media going forward?
There are multiple pieces here. I think one of the biggest things for me that motivates me is that when you look at the overall media landscape, there is so much content out there. There's so much news that you can consume, but most of that news is about what's happening far away from your home. It's about what's happening maybe in the state capital if you're lucky, but mostly what's happening in DC, which are things that are like very important, obviously, but they're things that you have very little actual control over, and they don't always affect your like day-to-day life. Although that's changing a little bit these days.
But at the local level is where things happen, right?
Exactly. Like the things that happen in your community, local government has the greatest direct impact on your daily life. It is also where you have the issues and the discussions and the decisions that affect your community and what's happening in your community, and that you actually know the people who are involved in the situation. And where the issues that are being decided usually aren't breaking down on the same partisan divisive lines, right?
On the community level.
On the community level, right? Like these are like real decisions that have to happen in your community that impact your children, your public school, your roads, your access to a clinic, what's happening with your local hospital. Like these things are very important. Very important.
So important.
And there's increasingly a smaller amount of journalism and content that's actually covering those decisions.
Yeah.
And so that's where the game is at.
Well, and Corey, we're going to slide you over into the Tisbat segment, because we're going to come up against a hard break. But what you've done, like in Ely, Minnesota, and brought that station back to life, which is such a cool story. It really is. It's on the edge of nowhere.
It is on the edge. Well, I mean, you can see it from there, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, the signal goes partially into Canada, and it's the Boundary Waters Canoe area, northeastern corner of Minnesota. It is way up there. And it is the only local media. They have a daily newspaper. It's a very conservative newspaper. A town over has what I would consider the arts and entertainment type newspaper. But as far as commercial broadcast audio media, there's a few, NPR, public radio influences there. But other than that, for commercial radio, we're it. And to bring that station back to life after it was off the air for almost 2 years.
Huge.
Huge deal.
Yep. We're going to continue our conversation with Civic Media CEO Sage Weil and Corey Hartman, our CEO.
So that's how you feel.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. Yes, you can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Congratulations to Brett from Brown Deer, who successfully called in and knew last hour's keyword. Yay. So he's walking away with one of our final two Beyond the Cheese stocking caps, so graciously made for us by Wisconsin Knitwear.
Yeah.
When we started that segment all those months ago.
And Brett, when you get the hat, take a picture of it and then text it through the free Civic Media app. You can download to your device right now.
We are joined, speaking of Civic Media, by Civic Media's CEO, Sage Weil, is here, and our COO, Corey Hartman. Thank you so much for joining today, you guys.
It's... Jane, how did you get Jefferson Starship to make a song about you?
It was
you do that?
Well, I've been around a long time, Corey.
I was backstage in Woodstock, and I'm like, you don't know it now. You're going to form a new band. It'll be weird.
You know what a good name for a song would be is Jane. You should do that. Yeah, yes,
really do that.
That's mate. What you should do.
Number one.
No, it has been, I have enjoyed myself so very, very much. And thank you for, again, for the gift of giving me a show and trusting me with it and the opportunity to work with Greg and with Calvin. And there's just fabulous, fabulous people at Civic Media. There are.
Jane, I had the pleasure of taking your old VHS tapes and watching all of the old promos and we'll call them archival footage and getting to know you because, you know, Milwaukee was just a little too far away from where I grew up.
Sure.
So it was great to learn much, much more about you and to get to know you for all these years. I'm glad that you're tailing out your career. I don't want to call it ending. With us here at Civic Media.
Well, thank you. And as I've told, I was on Don's show this morning and I was on with Dan Haney. It's you guys, I have all your emails. It's not like you can escape from me.
You're not being banished.
You can
from
run,
the
but you're not getting away from me. So don't think I'm going away. it is time. We're gonna do it. It's 10:55, Calvin. No, that means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you wanna send in a thing you think you should, it should not be, you better do it now.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow is the last one. Here is the headline. Calvin found this one from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, boy.
Aussie lawmakers' dogs let horse and steer into house. Now the outside animals know what aircon feels like. A lawmaker in Australia left in utter disbelief. After going out to dinner with his partner, he checked the pet feed on his phone to discover his dogs had let a steer and a horse into his living room. He added the footage on his security camera to his Facebook page over the weekend, noting that life on his farm will probably never be the same. Thankfully, all of the pets are fine, but now the animals know what air conditioning feels like, and they're no doubt going to be trying this again.
When you add the air conditioning, you got to share it with the whole farm. The whole farm's got to feel cool.
The video shows his two pet dogs, Thunder in the lead, nuzzling open the sliding door to open the way into the yard. Before long, the castrated steer named Sue wandered into the house, followed by Cricket the horse. And they proceeded to sniff and things in the living room while they were enjoying the air conditioning. When they saw the feed on their live stream, the couple raced home. After he saw the stuff on his pet cam, that's when we discovered that about 10 minutes after we'd left, the dog opened up the door and let everybody in. The house found a bowl of vegetable scraps, threw that around the room. They drank from the fish tank. He said, I'm not sure how many fish I had before. I assume they're all still there. But the water was down by a considerable amount.
And Pixar has bought the rights to the story.
It will be a movie soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I didn't need to do enough Australian accent there. It's like, this is like the fifth Australia/New Zealand story we've done.
Do you feel like you're missing an opportunity?
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to get out
I'd love
say?
To say thanks for everyone for listening. We're really happy to have you aboard. And it's a great show. Tomorrow's going to be great. You're retiring tomorrow.
My final show after 45 plus years. We're rounding, or 44. We're rounding up to 45.
Yeah, there you go.
Dan Schaefer will be here. We're going to have J.R. Radcliffe will be here. An old colleague and good friend of mine, Melissa Barclay, is going to join us. And I understand there's surprises.
There's going to be surprises. And I will say that the videos that Corey has diligently digitized, some of those will be played throughout the day as well. It's going to be a fun time.
It's worth it just to see how big my perm
was. It's a big perm.
It's a huge perm.
A lot of hair.
It's, yeah. It's its own zip code kind of perm.
In a pre-high definition widescreen world, it was a lot. It was like 75% hair.
It's a lot of perm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and watching on the live stream and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today. And you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. The next keyword coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.